Vlachim Beis, Perak Beis. Vei Baalis Hashem Besalio, Besear Hashemayim, Beyelech Elio, Beelisha Mina Gilgal. So, here is the famous episode where Hashem is taking Elio, Besear Hashemayim. He's taking him in a storm up to the heavens. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No.
You don't know?
Some kind of a flying machine. I don't know.
Some kind of saucer, some kind of UFO.
All right.
So the Malbim River explains. He talks really about the relationship between Elisha and Elio. So let's continue. Let's see one more pasuk. V'yemer Elio el Elisha. So it didn't happen yet, right? It seems like it's about to happen. Now Elisha, both Elio and Elisha go to the Gilgal. And Elio turns to Elisha and he tells him, Shev na poi, wait over here, ki Hashem shalachani ad beisel, v'yemer Elisha chai Hashem, chinaf shecha, im ez v'cha, v'yer du beisel. So Elio turns to Elisha and he tells him, why don't you wait here? Hashem sent me to go to beisel. And Elisha refuses. He says, no, absolutely not. No way, I'm leaving you. And so they go down to Beisel together. So the Malbim River explains. He says that, obviously, the more righteous the person is, the more he can be Mashpia, the more he could bring down Shefa. Mashpia means to bring down Shefa, bring down the lifeline, the livelihood, spiritual livelihood, to this world. So now Elisha was the closest pupil of Elisha. So he was with him. He was one of his guys. Now, sorry?
You said Elisha was the...
Yeah, Elisha was the closest student of, one of the closest students of Elio. Yes. And so he was with him. Now, the B'nai HaNavim, which is the lower level Navim, They were not able to access the ruchnius, the spirituality through Elio himself. Rather, they got it through Elisha. So the way it works is you have the highest source, which is Elio. He's the highest level Navi. Then after that you have Elisha, and it goes from Elio through Elisha all the way down, trickles down to the Bnei Navim. So Malbim explains that the Ora Eloki, the divine light, goes through the greater luminaries to the smaller luminaries. So the way it works is the greater the person is, that's where the divine light is attracted to. So it gets attracted most to the person in the highest spiritual level. And from there, it's able to trickle down to the smaller vessels, the smaller channels, to the lower level Navim. Right. Just like at night, the sun, which is the main source of light, that illuminates to the moon. And the moon, in turn, brings light down to Earth. Because at night is the time where just a parable to the spiritual light, right? The physical light in the night is a time where the spiritual light is lower. So that's why we can only get the light through the moon. We don't get it directly from the sun because we're in a lower spiritual status. So now, what's going on over here? Elio wanted... he wanted all the B'nai HaNavim, the lower level Navim as well, to accept, to be recipients of this spiritual light. So he goes back to the instance when Moshe was, he was also, his generation, he was the highest level Navi, and he gave the Nevuah to Yeshua, right? And Yeshua gave it to his students, and then from there on, That's the way it works by the Torah as well. Moshe taught the Torah to Aaron. Aaron taught the Torah to his sons. His sons, in turn, taught the Torah to the people that were close to them, and then it spread to all the Jewish people. And so that worked the same way that worked with the Nevi'im, with the Nevuah. So when Moshe was still alive, the only way for the lower level Nevi'im to accept the Nevuah was only through Moshe, because he was the highest level Navi. And after he... So he was able to pass on from his Nevuah, from his spiritual light, to the Shivim Zkenim, the 70 elders, and they in turn taught the rest of the Jewish people. So there's a very interesting anecdote that happened with Eldad Umeidat during the times of Moshe. It says that while they were traveling in the desert, it says Eldad Umeidat misnabim b'machane. Eldad Umeidat, which were also Nevi'im, it seems like they were receiving a Nevuah separate from Moshe. Meaning until then, Moshe was the main Navi, trickled down from Moshe to Yeshua to, and so on and so forth, to the Shivim Zkenim. And so Yeshua, when this happens, when Eldad Umeidat are receiving Nevuah, other separate from Moshe, Yeshua runs over to Moshe and he says, Adoni Moshe Kla'im. Right, you should put them in jail or something. Which means, Kla'im means put a stop to it. So Yeshua is turning to Moshe and he says, please put a stop to this Nevuah that Eldad Umeidat are receiving on their own, without any connection to you, to Moshe. That's what Yeshua is telling him. And then, how does Moshe reply? He says, Mi'itein shekol v'yukol b'nei Hashem Nevi'im. Which says, I wish that everybody would be a Navi, not only Eldad Umeidat. Meaning that Moshe really was hoping that the Nevuah would come out through everybody, right? He doesn't want to be necessarily the main channel where all the Nevuah comes through. He wants the Nevuah to go directly to all the people. He doesn't want to be the main channel. So this was the same thing that Eliyahu at this point was hoping for. When Eliyahu is going over to Beis El and Yericho, what he's trying to do is he's trying to... Until now, Eliyahu was bringing the Nevuah through Elisha, and Elisha in turn brought it down to the rest of the Nevi'im. So the lower level of Nevi'im. Now Eliyahu is turning to Elisha and he says, why don't you stay here, and I'm going to go ahead and give of my divine light, my Nevuah, a prophecy to the other Nevi'im, so they will be able to get it from a higher source, from a higher level, directly through me, and not through you, Elisha. That's what Eliyahu is telling Elisha. So he also points out that these Bnei Nevi'im, these lower level Nevi'im, the reason why they were in Yericho and Beis El was because these were the Bnei Nevi'im that previously Ovadia hid, says Ovadia, when Izebel was trying to kill out all the Nevi'im, says Ovadia took 100 Nevi'im, and he hid them 50 in one cave. And 50 in the other cave. So now, he also points another side point over here. If you look in the pasuk, it says, "Ki Hashem shalachani ad Beis El." Hashem sent me until Beis El, meaning he's not planning to go inside the city. He's only planning to get to the outskirts of the city because he did not want to go into the city of Beis El because that was Makom Egel. That was one of the places that Achav placed, as we remember previously. It wasn't Achav, it was Yeravam. Yeravam placed an Egel because he didn't want the Jewish people to go to Yerushalayim because then they would be loyal to the other king, the king of Yehuda. And so he placed two Egelim, one in the north and one in Beis El. One in Dan, one in Beis El, because you wanted it to be conveniently located so they won't have to travel all the way to Yerushalayim. So that's why he's only going up to the outskirts of Beis HaMikdash, not going inside. And then later on we'll see, it says, Vayetzu b'nei Neviim. The Neviim came out to him. Because he didn't want to go into the city, that's when the Neviim came out to him to greet him. Because he wouldn't go inside. But when he got to Yericho, we'll see, he did go inside. He says, Hashem shlachani Yericho, Hashem sent me to Yericho. And he actually did enter the city over there. So now, that's what Elio wanted to do. Elisha, however, was not so happy about this plan. Elisha did not want Elio to leave. Because he wanted to get to the level, to a higher level of Nevuah. So since now, this is a very opportune time for Elisha to stick to Elio, because now Elio is giving from his Nevuah, from his divine light. And so now this is the perfect time for him to cling to Elio, so now he'll be able to get double of what he was able to get until now. So whatever he was able to get until now was just, you know, regular trickle down from the main source of Nevuah, which is Elio. And now that Elio is planning to give over, Elisha was aware of that, and he's trying to tap into that and be able to up his level, his own level of Nevuah. That's why he refuses to leave Elio, and he sticks to him wherever he goes. Yeah, so far so good? Clear? Alright, so let's continue. Pasuk Gimel. V'yeitu b'nei Neviim asher b'Yisrael el Elisha. So this is where it says. So they get to Beis El. They don't enter the city because they don't want to enter the city where they have the Egel Azav, the golden calf, because it's a makom of Avodah Zarah. So the Vayetz of Nanavim, the Nanavim, the lower level Nevim, come out and greet Elio. So they come to Elisha. V'yomer Elo v'yadati ki hayom Hashem lokech es Adonecha mal rishecha v'yomer gam ani yadati hechashuv. So they say, do you know that, in fact, this is the day where Elio is going to be gone? And he says, don't worry about it, I know, you don't have to tell me. So, yeah. So, it sounds like the Pasuk indicates that it sounds like the B'nei Neviim knew before Elisha knew. Right? How is that possible? You would assume that the person who's closest to Elio, Elisha, would know prior to the lower level Neviim. Why is it that the lower level Neviim have to go in and tell Elisha, oh, by the way, do you know that this is the day? Right? How do they know before anybody else? So he gives a parable of the body. He says that an Ish Elokim, a man of God, a true man of God, a real high-level Navi, like Elio, is like the heart is to the body. It spreads the life force, which is the blood, to the rest of the body. Now, what happens when the heart is not working properly? Where is the first place in the body that you notice it?
In the mind, probably. No.
No?
Like you get swollen legs or something like that.
Exactly, and the toes. The toes or the fingers, which is the furthest place from the heart, that's where you notice it first, right? Mm-hmm. When
phlebitis or, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. So when you see that a person's toes or fingers go cold, mm-hmm. or they're turning blue, that shows that the blood circulation is not strong enough. Not the way it's supposed to be. And so he says the same thing happens with Nevuah. Since Elio is the center of it, just like it gives life force to the body, Elio, who was initially came, he brought the spiritual life force to this world, and all of his disciples were the ones who felt it the most out of all of his disciples were the more distant ones. That's why B'nai HaNevim, the lower level Nevim, were the ones to feel it first, before anybody else. That's why they come over to Elisha and they say, oh, don't you know that Eliyahu was leaving today? Because Elisha was closer to the heart, right? Just like the lungs are the last thing to go, because they're the closest to the heart. You're not going to see it in the lungs if you don't have good blood circulation because they're close to the heart. You're going to see it in the toes or in the fingers. So that's why they go over to him and they say, we feel it. We feel that Eliyahu is about to leave. Do you feel the same thing as well? That's what they're asking Elisha. So he says, yes. Elisha replies to him. He says, yes, I do know. And he goes on to say, he goes on to explain why there are times where an Ish Elokim, a man of God, a real Navi, leaves the people of his generation. So it could be a few things. First thing, it could be because of the sins of the people in that generation. They're the ones who caused the Navi to leave. And they're because they're not fit, they're not on the level they need to be for the son of Hashem, the spiritual light to shine on them. But when it happens because for that reason, then Hashem does not give any prior signs, any prior indication. Rather, he takes the Navi right away. Because he wants the people of the generation to get shocked, to have a wake-up call. Right? If he does it in stages, they'll get used to it. Okay, they'll prepare themselves. Say, okay, the Navi's about to leave. Let's, find a proper replacement. And they're not really getting the wake-up call that they need. That's why Hashem does it all of a sudden. But that's not what's happening over here, in our case. So what's another reason that Hashem will take the Navi? Another reason could be when the Navi perfected himself to such a degree where there's nothing more for him to work in this world. Because again, this world is a place where a person works on himself. He elevates himself, he grows, he becomes a better person. And then when he gets taken to Olam Haba, that's the status that he's in. As much as he worked on himself in this world, that's the status he's going to be in Olam Haba. What you see is what you get. Right? WYSIWYG. That's a new technology. Yeah, you familiar with that? WYSIWYG? What you see is what you get. It used to be, back in the day when Microsoft first developed Word or whatever it was, anytime you wanted to put something in parentheses, you had to write.
You had to code it.
So it was B star something, and that would indicate that you have to put parentheses, right? And so on and so forth. And then I forgot what year it was, but. But 20 years ago, they developed a new technology where you don't have to code it, right? You could actually, press on the keyboard, open parentheses, and then that would appear on the screen. Rather than only when it would actually print it out, you would see it. What you see is what you get. So that's the same thing when it comes to Olam Haba. When a person works on himself and develops his neshama, and elevates himself to a very high level, that's exactly the state he's going to stay at forever, for eternity. Unless, for whatever reason, he comes back down to Olam Haza, then he has got another chance at perfecting himself. And that's why many people, this is an answer to many people who wonder, why is it that, there's so much suffering in this world, why is it that there's you know, if we're here in this world to enjoy life, then why is there so much bad happening in this world? But the mistake that they're making is, you know, imagine for a minute someone who, you know, goes to a hotel, right? And he wants to go to the spa and relax and have a good time, book himself a massage. So he walks into the spa, and he sees all these, you know, people, you know, lifting weights and grunting and, like, sweating. And he's like, what's going on over here? I'm not supposed to, you know, be sitting back, relaxing, enjoying a good massage. But he didn't realize that he walked into the workout room instead of to the spa room. That was his mistake. So people make the mistake in this world as well. They come into this world assuming they're supposed to relax, have a good time, enjoy life. Guess what? They see people, you know, sweating and suffering and, you know, grunting. It's hard work to grow, right? No pain, no gain. Growth never comes easy. So when they come into this world and they see a lot of pain going on, they're a little bit taken aback. They don't understand why this is. But they don't realize that the world is not supposed to be a spa. It's supposed to be a workout room, because that's where you grow. That's where you become a better person. So so when it comes to Elio, it sounds like what happened was is Elio reached such a high level in his nevuah that it was time for him to go to the next level. Because there is, like, you know, just like a game, you know, you have a computer game, and there's levels. You have, you know, I don't know, 10 levels, right? So you get to level 1, level 2, level 3, right? You get better and better at the game until eventually you get to the 10th level. And you finish the 10th level, and now what? Right? I finished. I perfected the game. I have no more room to grow. So at that point, Hashem says, okay, you know, let's go to the next world, because you don't have any more to grow in this world. And at that point, it's time for his disciples to continue his way. And at that point, what the Navi does, the Eish HaElokim, the man of God, he anoints the person who will continue his path. So this is what's going on. So the Bnei Anavim are trying to figure out what is the reason for Elio leaving. Is it because Hashem is trying to punish the generations for what they had done wrong, and that's why Elio is leaving? Or is it for the latter reason, because Elio perfected himself to such a degree that he has no more room to grow in this world, and that's why he's got to go to the next world? So that's what these Bnei Anavim are trying to figure out. So they turn to Elisha. The way to find out what the real reason is to see if Elisha knows about it. If he knows about it, that means that he will be the one appointed to continue the way of Elio. Because if Elio, in fact, perfected himself, then he would appoint someone else under him. That would be Elisha. But if Hashem did it for the reason to punish the people of the generation, then he's not going to go and provide anybody to continue his way. Because the whole point is to punish the people of the generation and not give them the opportunity of having access to such a high-level Navi. So if you have someone to continue his way, that's an indication that the reason why Elio is leaving is because he's, in fact, reached such a high level. So that's why they're asking Elisha, do you know, are you aware of the fact that Elio is leaving? And now Elisha answered, yes, I do know. Right, I know, and that shows, that's an indication that Elisha is now going to be continuing to be the Navi for the generation instead of Elio. So that's why they're saying, that's why Elisha replies, yes, I do know, right? And then he's saying, Hechashu. Hechashu means be quiet. Why is he telling them to be quiet? Because if, in fact, Hashem is taking Eliyahu for the first reason, because he wants to punish the people of the generation by taking away the Navi, then they have to daven. They have to daven to Hashem, and they have to become better people, because obviously they're being punished. Hashem is taking away their Navi. But because now they realize that the real reason Hashem is taking Eliyahu is not because he wants to punish them, rather because Eliyahu reached such perfection, so there's no need to daven anymore. There's no need to for the people of the generation to perfect themselves and to bring themselves to a higher level. Right? So he says, "Hey, Chashu, you don't have to daven. You have to just be quiet." Right? And that kind of ptira is called a hilula. Right? Hilula comes from the word halal, right? Praising Hashem, thanking Him. Right? We have on Lag B'Omer, we have the hilula for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? Why? Because that's the way he passed away. Why are we so happy that he passed away? We should be sad, right? A day that a tzaddik left the world is a time for sadness. No, because the reason Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was taken away from this world was the same reason Eliyahu was, because he perfected himself to such a high level. In that case, when he leaves the world because he perfected himself to such a high level, that's a reason for celebration. That's a reason for a party, and that's why in Lag B'Omer, we party, we're happy. It's a time of happiness rather than a time of sadness, even though a great tzaddik left us at that day. Okay. So let's continue. Pasuk Dalet. Ve'yamar lo Eliyahu Elisha. Shev na poi, ki hashem shalachani richoi. Right, Eliyahu turns to Elisha and he says, I want you to wait over here, because Hashem sent me to Yericho. Ve'yamar chai Hashem v'chinav shecho im ez v'cho, ve'yoyimer ve'yavo Yericho. So the same kind of conversation goes on between Eliyahu and Elisha. Eliyahu turns to Elisha and he says, I want you to wait here, don't come with me. And Elisha says, no way, I want to come with you. Again, because he wants, this is an opportune time for him to receive the Shefa, to receive the divine light from him, because that's exactly what Eliyahu was doing. He's giving over from his divine light. And so now Elisha wants to accompany Eliyahu to Yericho as well, because Yericho was another place where the Bnei Nevi'im were. So he's coming with him to Yericho. Pasukei, Vayikshu Bnei Nevi'im Asher B'Yericho El Elisha. Now notice over here, it doesn't say Vayitzeyu Bnei Nevi'im. They didn't leave the city. They don't go out of the city. Rather, it says Vayigashu. They went over to him. Why? Because in this city, when they came to Yericho, Eliyahu did go into the city. He did enter the city because there was no idol worship inside. So he had no problem going in. So they walk over to him. And they have the same conversation between Bnei Nevi'im and Elisha. They ask him, did you know that now today is the day where Hashem is taking your master, Eliyahu, away from you? And he replies the same way. He says, yes, in fact, I do know. Don't worry about it. You don't have to daven. It's not as a punishment. Rather, it's because Eliyahu had perfected himself, so you don't have to daven. You could be quiet. Pasuk above. Ve'yamar Eliyahu, shev na poi ki Hashem shalachani hayordeinu. Right? It seems like Eliyahu is really trying very hard to get rid of Elisha. Right? It's kind of that unwanted tail that you have. So, but again, this is not because Eliyahu didn't like Elisha. He's like, oh, you know, how could I get rid of him? Right? He's telling him, is for the same reason we mentioned before, because
he's testing him.
Yeah. Right, because again, Eliyahu wants to give away his from his ruach he wants to give it directly to the lower level Nevi'im. He doesn't want there to be some kind of in-between between him and the Nevi'im. He wants the Or HaElokei, the divine light, to go directly to the lower level Nevi'im. That's why he's trying to get rid of Elisha.
It says Bnei Nevi'im.
Yeah.
These are all soul Nevi'im on a lower level?
Yeah, they were Nevi'im. Yeah, they did have Nevuah.
Why would he want to do that?
Why would Eliyahu want to do what?
To have the Olam HaElokit going directly to Bnei Nevi'im, not through somebody else.
Because that way they'll get a greater light.
Okay.
Right. The greater light obviously goes to the biggest luminary, the biggest source, which is Eliyahu. From there, it trickles down all the way to the lower level Nevi'im. But if the lower level Nevi'im will be able to get access directly to that light, then they will achieve a higher level of Nevuah. That's Eliyahu's purpose. That's what he's trying to do.
Is B'nai Nevi'im, is that... are these actually children of the Nevi'im, or just a lower level of Nevi'im?
They're just a lower level of Nevi'im. Yeah, they're not the children
not
of Nevi'im. Yeah.
They're not their...
Yeah, when it means Bnei Nevi'im, it just means lower level Nevi'im. Right. That's all it means. It doesn't mean like the sons of the Nevi'im.
Yeah, all right.
Literally. Yeah, Vector, does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. So Eliyahu tells Elisha, wait here. Shem is sending me to the Yarden. V'yoymer, chay Hashem, v'chinav shechayim ezavcha, v'yelchu shneim. Elisha has the same reply. He says, no way, Jose, I ain't leaving you. And they go together to the Yarden. You have another group of 50 Bnei Anavim, 50 lower level Anavim, and they're standing from a distance, and both Eliyahu and Elisha are standing on the Yarden. So now, the third time that Eliyahu tries to get rid of Elisha, right? He's not stupid. He realized that Elisha doesn't want to leave him. But what he's trying to do, at least, is that, during the time where Eliyahu leaves this earth, that's a time when he's able to give from his divine light to the Bnei Anavim. So what he's trying at least to have happen is that when he's together with Elisha, to be able to be with Bnei Anavim as well. Right, he wants both Elisha and Bnei Anavim to be present when he leaves this earth. Because that way, at least Bnei Anavim will receive some portion of the divine light, of the Ora Eloiki. Now, Bnei Anavim were not on the level enough on a level to be there alone just with Eliyahu, because they were on a lower level. But if there was someone with them, like Elisha, then they would be able to be present. So Eliyahu is trying at least to have everyone together in one room or in one place when this is going to happen. But Elisha doesn't agree to this, right? He doesn't want it. He wants to be the only one with Eliyahu. So that's why it says over here in Pasuk Zayin that the Chamisha Bnei Nevi'im, the lower level Nevi'im, 50 of them, were standing far away. And then both Eliyahu and Elisha are standing on the Yarden, on the Jordan River. So what happens? V'yigach Eliyahu es adartoi, v'yigloim v'yake es amayim, v'yechasu heina v'heina, v'yavru shneim b'charava. So Eliyahu performs a similar miracle, a similar nace to what happened in Yamsuf. In the Red Sea. He takes his cloak and he hits the water. Right? It says Vayiglaim. He made it into some kind of not really clear what it means. He made it into a golem of some sort, but he made it into some kind of material some basic material that was hard, right? It wasn't a cloak anymore. Some kind of hard material, and he takes it and he hits the water, and they split. The water splits.
Maybe he did. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you have
like a towel.
Yeah, you have a towel and you
wrap it.
You wrap it away, and it becomes
hard, right?
Harder, and then you can
give someone a whack.
Yeah. You just let it go, and it's whack.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, that's how I beat my kids. No, I'm kidding.
Not the wife.
Oh, look! All I had was this towel.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. What? Yeah. I have to delete that from the recording. Otherwise, I'm going to get arrested. Okay. Okay. Well, this requires a little bit more explanation of what's actually going on over here, because this is where this is about Elio going up to the Shemaim, going up to the heavens. This is going to happen right over here on the Yarden. So this is just a preparation for Elio descending up to the heavens. So we really need to explain what's going on over here. There's a lot of, you know, obviously it's hard for us to grasp fully what actually happened. What does that mean that Elio went up, you know, in a storm up to the heavens? Right, well, what does it really mean? But the Malbim over here sheds a little bit of light, and he talks about, you know, the relationship between being spiritual and physical, and so we'll need to really speak it out. We don't really have time because we have one more minute to Mincha, but hopefully we'll continue next week and we'll see exactly what happened over here. Okay, we'll stop here.